The Business of Caring, that is the name of North Bay Biz Magazine's January issue, and it is meaty and it's hearty. And if you care about Sonoma County, you should get a hold of this issue of the magazine, and it's a lot about nonprofit organizations. And Deb Dalton is here with Karen Hart, the editor of North Bay Biz. Deb Dalton is the executive director of Mentor Me, a great organization in the North Bay, and welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Pat.
And it's good to have you. I love mentoring, the idea of mentoring. If we all did it, imagine what our society would look like if we shared our education, our life education, with others as freely as we ought to. One of the things about the article in North Bay Biz, Karen, that I really loved, and this is a tribute to your writers, is that Deb describes the relationship between mentor and mentee as a love story. And explain what you mean by that, Deb.
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, the organization itself has gone through so many growth moments and changes over the years, and we often talk, the people didn't change, but the structure, the size, the work that we do, deepening and broadening, but the staff has been largely the same. And we always talked about, you know, what is our compass point? What is our guiding principle? And one day I just blurted out, you know, if it's not a love story, I'm not interested. And we all kind of laughed, and they kind of said, okay, yeah, that's classic Deb, right? Sunshine, flowers, roses, and unicorns, and come on, really. And I said, no, really, really, because what we're doing is we're taking a leap of faith. First, we tell our kids about stranger danger.
Right.
And then we match your kid up with a total stranger, put you in a room, and say, oh, no, this is going to be a beautiful friendship and a love story.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Trust us. And you are who again? So it's kind of an odd thing. So the love story is actually one of our coworkers, so a group of women who got together in 2000 and said, we need to do something about kids falling through the cracks. We need to do something as moms, as community members, as human beings to move the needle here. So that love story began among, you know, smart women who were trying really hard to be stay-home moms.
Yeah.
Right? We built something together that grew into something really big and powerful, that love story. But then the love story is also between vulnerable parents and vulnerable kids willing to accept love and help and support from total strangers.
Yeah. And how does that work? I mean, clearly you don't just throw a kid and an adult into a room together and hope for the best. How does that relationship begin?
Right. I love this question. And as you can imagine, I mean, I love my work, because who doesn't want to be working in love stories all day long? But you can imagine the risk management element of it. And,
sure.
And what keeps me at night is that we do match strangers with other people's children, and they send them off to sites and in their cars. So, wow. So what does that look like? So we recruit mentors really to spend 1 hour, one day a week with a child in need. So it starts with a training, a very rigorous background check and screening,
sure.
Sort of layers of training. But our Mentoring for Success model is based on three phases. Now, life, it would be lovely if it was linear, but it's not. So the first phase is the connection phase. So we introduce this match, and we spend a lot of time helping them find their own way through games, play, art, music, chit-chats, snacks,
getting
shoes.
To know you, yeah.
You get to know each other. It's the connection phase. A lot of kids in our program, while they've been nominated for all kinds of reasons, anything from they have trouble making friends at school, failing grades, difficult family situations, behavioral problems. One of the commonalities is that they're lacking consistent one-on-one attention that's just based on play and finding out, who are you? Who do you want to be?
Yeah.
What do you like?
You know, one of my mentors growing up was a neighborhood mom, and we would drink tea with her after school and play Scrabble. And she was tell us about her life growing up in England. And she was a powerful mentor. Yeah,
that's exactly right. And I love what you said about drinking tea and playing Scrabble, mm-hmm. because we have two problems with mentor recruitment. We are not lacking people who want to help. Mm-hmm. There's no deficit in people in Sonoma County with big hearts and wanting to be involved.
True enough.
Right? So why do we still have 83 kids on the wait list? Waiting for adult mentors.
Why is that?
So it's two primary reasons. One, smart, educated people overthink it. They think, oh my gosh, well, it's this massive commitment, and it is, no doubt. And
1 hour a week?
You know, but they take that relationship seriously, as they should, but they start to think, okay, well, you know, we need to think about that what they're doing in life, and you know, they start making to-do lists about, well, we got to get this kid into college, and it ends up feeling like this really stressful thing, and we're like, no. What we're talking about is creating consistent, loving rituals around play and, you know, equalizing factors like having tea or mm-hmm. having a snack.
Right.
And you just do that because what erupts from that is something, a beautiful, trusting relationship that takes time. The other problem is that people worry that they are too broken, that they're too wounded.
I would think that would be the major cause of reticence between people who want to do this.
I'm nobody who has anything to offer. Yeah. What do I learn? And the thing is, my new recruitment campaign is going to be, can we please build a broken army? Because I want to take all the people who have been through it and back in life, the toughest, roughest, darkest places, and encourage them to come forward now that they're on the other side of it and share what they know.
That is the life lesson, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How do you get back?
And
how
it's
do
you so
get back and how do you share how you got back?
And it's so authentic. You know, revealing that you've tripped up along the way, and as the mother of two grown sons, it's like, that's what my kids like when I was real and told them the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want perfect people.
Well, that's good, because I don't think you're going to find any.
Good.
You know, no matter where you set up shop, you're not going to find it. It just doesn't exist.
Right.
So if Sonoma County residents are interested and can get beyond their own hurdles and decide to become a mentor and spend some time with a young person in Sonoma County who needs some extra attention, how do we go about that?
Good. So the best way is to go to our website. We are mentorme.org, mentorme.org. Real easy to find us on the internet. You pop down, you can do your application online. You can pick up the phone and call us at 707-778-4798. You can come on down to the Mentor Me Kavanaugh Recreation Center in Petaluma at 426 8th Street, 8th and G. We're the old Boys and Girls Club next mm-hmm. to McNear Park. Walk in and say hi. It's the mothership. The Kavanaugh Building is a macro model for our mentor centers on now 29 school partner campuses.
Very impressive. Very impressive. MentorMe.org. And Deb, you had some news to share with us about some changes at Mentor Me. What's happening down there?
I do. So, again, it's a love story. I have been with the organization for 13 years, and I've done every job, paid and unpaid, and I've loved them all in different ways. But we have grown. We have tripled our operating budget in my almost 7 years as executive director. Our programs have, while we're in the business of prevention, mentoring is preventative medicine. About 3 years ago, we added an advocacy team, a restorative justice program, an intervention arm to work with the about 10% of our kids who go sideways on us anyway. I have fallen in love with the intervention side. Mm-hmm. I have fallen in love with spreading mentoring to more school campuses, churches, communities in any way we can. The job has become massive.
Yeah.
And I've decided to move onto the program side primarily, and we have a fabulous new executive director starting on Monday.
Oh, on Monday. Fantastic. Yes. Who is this person?
So this is Bob Flores. Mm-hmm. He is a former executive director of what's now called Side by Side, formerly known as Sunny Hill Services. Mm-hmm. So Bob, he and I have worked together in concentric circles with at-risk and vulnerable youth for over a decade. He and I are a match made in heaven.
And Bob starts Monday as executive director, and you are remaining with Mentor Me.
Yes, we just have to dream up a great new title. And I'm going back to school to get a master's in counseling so I can work primarily with our substance involved kids and kids with mental health issues.
Well, congratulations and welcome, Bob. And mentorme.org is the name, and that is Deb Dalton. Deb, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Karen Hart, I am very, very interested in the February issue of North Bay Biz magazine. Tell us about the cover. Tell us about what's inside.
So this is one of my favorite issues, I have to admit. It's our healthy living and prevention issue. Cover story is working with addictions. Your idea of what an addict is may surprise you. We found out that a lot of executives feel they have the weight of the world on their shoulders, and they drink too much and drug too much.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an opioid and alcohol abuse crisis, and we're looking at the business of rehab in the North Bay.
I'm really excited to hear that because, as you know, it's, you know, I hate to liken it to anything, but it is almost similar to cancer. We all know people who have cancer. We know so many of us are dealing with that issue in our with our friends or our families at any given moment, and the same can be said about addiction.
That is so true. So you want to read about that, and I recently learned that a heavy drinker is someone who drinks 8 drinks a week.
Wow, a lot of people would not accept that definition, I'll
bet. No, this is, you know, most people, I hate to say it, it's most people I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So 8 a week. If you have a drink a day and maybe an extra.
So North Bay Biz talks a lot about the different kinds of rehab that are available in Sonoma County and beyond.
Right.
And it's a really interesting look at the different ways of tackling this very difficult subject and disease. And it really, I think, is a must read for everybody.
I totally agree.
And we'll be talking about some of the articles that you've written and some of the parties involved. We'll get them on the air, too, through the course of February. So I'm really looking forward to that.
All right. One other thing, we also cover medical cannabis. Does it work? What's it all about? So be sure to check out this month's issue.
Yeah, a lot of people still wondering about that, even though the exercise has already begun into it for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And that's North Bay Biz Magazine. And look for that February issue on stands tomorrow, I would imagine, in your box tomorrow.
It's already in the mailbox.
Already in the mailbox. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. We'll talk to you soon, Karen. And once again, Deb, thanks for being here. Appreciate mentoring. Me.org.